SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, Australia adalah benua terkering yang dihuni dengan variasi curah hujan, suhu, dan pola cuaca yang cukup besar di berbagai zona iklim dari tahun ke tahun. Di kawasan tropis di utara hingga selatan yang beriklim sedang, Australia juga mengalami banyak cuaca ekstrim yang ditandai dengan siklon tropis, banjir, gelombang panas, dan kekeringan. Iklim Australia membentuk ekosistem yang beragam dan banyak di antaranya yang rapuh karena kelangkaan air. Perubahan iklim, kebakaran hutan, dan kekeringan semakin mengancam lingkungan ini sehingga menekankan perlunya upaya konservasi untuk melestarikannya. Berikut ini sebuah laporan dari Australia Explained mengenai iklim di Australia yang disusun oleh Phil Tushek. Australia adalah sebuah benua yang luas dan bergantung pada lokasi geografis tempat Anda tinggal. Terdapat banyak variasi dalam bentang alam, kondisi iklim, dan cuaca. Pada awal tahun 1900-an, penyair Australia Dorothy McKellar menulis penghormatannya yang terkenal, My Country, yang menggambarkan keindahan dan bentangan tanah coklat yang luas ini. Saya menyukai negeri yang terbakar sinar matahari, negeri yang datarannya luas dan pegunungannya yang tidak rata, kekeringan dan hujan lebat. Gambaran tentang Australia yang masih berlaku saat ini. Catherine Genter, ahli klimatologi senior dari Biro Meteorologi, menjelaskan beberapa kejadian ekstrim yang mungkin dialami di Australia.
Australia is known as the land of drought and flooding rains. It can have years of drought, which bring hot weather and increased fire risk, but it can then have months of heavy rainfall that lead to widespread flooding. Across northern Australia, tropical cyclones are also a risk in the wet season. Other extreme weather Australians can face include severe thunderstorms, which can experience large hail.
Ada beberapa faktor yang dapat menyebabkan cuaca ekstrim yang dialami Australia.
Climate drivers such as the El Niño Southern Oscillation and the Indian Ocean Dipole can increase our chance of experiencing some of these extremes. And climate change is also shifting our chances of extreme weather.
Australia adalah negara terbesar keenam di dunia, namun meski memiliki luas dataran lebih dari 7,5 juta kilometer persegi, Australia hanya mencakup 5% dari total luas daratan dunia.
Australia is a large mass of land which extends from the warm tropical regions near the equator to the cooler mid-latitudes. Sunshine, weather patterns, rainfall and topography are all very different across the country. And with this variation, there are many different climate zones across our country.
Zona iklim ini dapat diklasifikasikan berdasarkan variasi suhu dan kelembapan, vegetasi dan curah hujan musiman. Dan musim cuaca di Australia berbeda-beda di berbagai wilayah di negara ini.
Australia is located in the Southern Hemisphere. This means for those in the Northern Hemisphere from North America, Europe and Asia, our seasons are the opposite. Southern Australia has summer, autumn, winter and spring, with our summertime occurring in December to February. However, tropical northern Australia only has two seasons, the wet season during October to April and the dry season during May to September.
Masyarakat Aborigin dan penduduk Kepulauan Selat Torres di Australia telah mengembangkan pemahaman yang rumit tentang lingkungan dan mengenali kalender musiman yang berbeda berdasarkan lokasi geografis mereka di Australia yang mencerminkan perubahan cuaca dan alam setempat. Variasi lokal dalam cuaca, suhu, dan yang terpenting curah hujan mempengaruhi kondisi iklim lokal yang dialami, demikian dikatakan oleh Genter.
Near to the equator, we have tropical northern Australia, which experiences lots of sunshine and heavy seasonal rainfall. Across southern Australia, we have cooler continental weather with a Mediterranean climate across the southwest that has hot, dry summers. The east coast has a temperate climate with no dry season and warm to hot summers. But overall, Australia is a very dry country, with much of inland Australia seeing little rainfall.
Ketersediaan air dan kejadian kekeringan berdampak pada pertanian, masyarakat, dan kesehatan lingkungan Australia.
Water is precious in Australia, with over half of the country typically having less than 350 millimetres of rainfall a year. Drought is not simply low rainfall. If it was, much of inland Australia would be in almost perpetual drought. Meteorologists look at rainfall deficiencies. Agriculturalists rate the impact on primary industries. Hydrologists examine surface and groundwater levels. And sociologists define it by the impact on the community.
Australia juga merupakan benua terkering yang berpenghuni di dunia, dan sebagian besar lingkungan di Australia sangat terbatas dengan air, di mana keanekaragaman hayatinya menyesuaikan diri dengan kondisi kelangkaan air itu. Dr. Blair Parsons adalah Direktur Dampak di Greening Australia, yaitu sebuah organisasi yang berupaya menciptakan landscape yang sehat dan produktif tempat manusia dan alam bisa berkembang.
While some parts of the country can experience flooding rains, water availability is a concern for many of our communities. In southwestern Australia, a global drying hotspot, rainfall has declined by more than 20% since 1970, leading to a stream flow reduction of over 80%.
Dengan keragaman bentang alam kuno yang telah berevolusi selama miliaran tahun, lingkungan Australia saat ini mengalami serangkaian ancaman. Demikian dijelaskan oleh Dr. Parsons.
Now, our unique and fragile ecosystems are under threat from climate change, natural disasters, land clearing, and other intensive human activities. Nowhere is this more apparent than at one of our most iconic natural wonders, the Great Barrier Reef, which is at risk of disappearing by 2100 if we fail to take urgent action on climate change.
Great Barrier Reef adalah salah satu keajaiban dunia yang merupakan terumbu karang terbesar di bumi. Kualitas air yang buruk merupakan ancaman utama bagi Great Barrier Reef. Setiap tahunnya, jutaan ton sedimen mengalir dari daerah yang terkikis ke terumbu karang itu, mencekik ikan, lamun, dan karang, serta mengurangi kemampuan terumbu karang itu untuk pulih dari dampak perubahan iklim.
Greening Australia is working with local landholders and First Nations communities to rebuild eroding gullies and restore coastal wetlands, which act like the reef's kidneys by filtering water before it flows into the ocean. Since our Reef Aid program started in 2016, we've prevented over 44,000 tons of water pollutants from reaching the reef, and we've shown that by restoring gullies, we can reduce sediment runoff from gullies by 90%, almost immediately.
Dr. Parsons mengatakan, Australia adalah rumah bagi sekitar 10% keanekaragaman hayati dunia yang sebagian besar tidak ditemukan di tempat lain. Namun, Australia merupakan salah satu negara dengan tingkat kepunahan spesies tertinggi di dunia.
The latest State of Environment report rated the environment as in poor or deteriorating health and described at least 19 of our ecosystems as showing signs of collapse. If we don't take action now, we risk losing our precious natural species and ecosystems forever, leading to very real social and economic consequences, representing an existential threat to survival.
Mengatasi tantangan perubahan iklim dan pelestarian lingkungan memerlukan upaya dan perubahan di tingkat lokal, nasional, dan global. Namun setiap individu dapat membuat perbedaan, misalnya dalam bidang konservasi air. Dr. Parsons mengatakan bahwa kita semua dapat menyesuaikan perilaku dan bentang alam kita terhadap iklim yang kering di tengah meningkatnya kemungkinan terjadinya kekeringan yang lebih sering dan parah.
In urban areas, those with gardens can keep native drought-tolerant plants to reduce watering needs and provide habitat for native animals at the same time. Watering gardens early in the morning or late afternoon also reduces water use by reducing evaporation. In rural areas, people can rehydrate the landscape by restoring natural water flows using earthworks and planting of native revegetation. This can help create drought-resilient farming systems and improve soil health, agricultural productivity, and flood control when it does rain.
Peristiwa cuaca ekstrim di Australia berpotensi membahayakan manusia dan infrastruktur sehingga penting untuk bersiap. Demikian dikatakan oleh Genter dari Bureau of Meteorology.
Severe weather can develop quickly and threaten lives and property. You can reduce the impact of severe weather by taking time to prepare. The Bureau has a Know Your Weather, Know Your Risk page that allows you to learn more about the types of severe weather we can get and how to best prepare ahead of time. It also has important links through to the state agencies too. So please visit www.bom.gov.au/knowyourweather to learn more.
Pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman dari Australia Explained tentang iklim di Australia yang disusun oleh Phil Tuschek dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.